This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that about whatever it is that's on your mind. One of the things we're talking about, because the Confederate flag has been, the stars and bars, has been in the news for the last couple of weeks, that to sort of suggest to people what would be an appropriate symbol of unity. All right. And we got a fair number of comments on it. So let's. Do you have any particular sense? I probably have a picture of the. Remember the picture of the Earth from the moon.
Yeah.
Except you'd have to figure out which hemisphere. So I guess what I would do is do the maybe a stylized version of. I'm trying to remember what it's called. It just went in and out of my head. Where they lay the maps out flat, so you see. You know, the two circles, and then you see the end points. So it's like four different pieces that look like the Earth. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's called the something projection, and I can't remember exactly what it is. Because the maps, as we know them, make Greenland look huge, and it's not. I mean,
right.
It's just because, yeah. So this one lays the maps out flat. So that's probably what I would do. I'm trying to think, when they sent it into space, they did... The Leonardo man with his arms like an X, but that's a male. I guess we could do a female. But one seems aggressive, the other seems sexual. So, you see, the new Pixel movie says that we sent games into space, and we thought they would be fun, and they were misinterpreted. So now, Pac-Man is going to eat the Earth. I just saw the preview for it. I thought. This is going to scare the living daylights out of kids. I don't know. I don't know. Pac-Man. Donkey Kong. So all the Game Boys will be happy about it.
Yeah.
All right. So do you have any ideas about symbols of unity?
I can't think of anything in particular.
I like the Olympic flag, but the Olympic flag has gotten to be kind of tarnished as well.
Yeah.
That's a problem about symbols, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question, but it's a tough question. It's a tough question to answer because...
Well, let's see what people came up with.
Yeah. We'll start with Rebecca. Rebecca says a rainbow.
Yeah, I like that, except that the rainbow has sort of, at least, has been sort of... The rainbow flag is the gay flag, but it's still, you know, it's a good symbol. And I think that's the point of the gay flag, is that it's all-inclusive, all the colors of the rainbow. Okay.
Marcy says the American flag.
Yeah, but that's not inclusive for a large part of the world.
Margaret also says the flag of the United States of America, the red, white, and blue, Old Glory.
Well, I mean, that works really well for most Americans, but what about if we're looking about unity for the whole world? That's, you know, obviously, that's not going to work for the rest of the world. Maybe we needed to have been more specific about the question. All right, let's keep going.
Julie also said the American flag. Cynthia says the peace sign.
Yeah, I don't object to that, except it's kind of associated with hippie movements. I will tell you, one year when I used to send out spring cards because I was always in school, and Christmas cards were always at a very busy time of year, and I can remember saying, oh, I have to go home and do those damn Christmas cards. And I thought, this is not the spirit of the season. So I just arbitrarily decided that I would send out spring cards because I like the spring better anyway. And nobody sends out spring cards. So everybody notices that you send out a card. And there's no such thing as a late spring card, right? You could send out at any time. So I got in the habit of doing that. And one year, I went to Russia. And so I had gotten heavy vellum paper. And so the envelope was its own envelope, and I put a gold seal on it, and inside it just said "From Russia with love," with a peace symbol. Well, that was my parents. I think had a heart attack, and so I'm mailing them in Moscow, and I'm in Red Square, and I have this whole stack of cards that look semi-official because they've got a gold seal on them. And this was a time where there were lots of protests. Americans were protesting the Russians. Russians were protesting the Americans. Everybody spied on everybody. And sure enough, I'm in Red Square trying to put them all in a mailbox so they'd have a Russian stamp on them. I mean, I had Russian stamps on them. They'd have a postmark. And a wind came up, so they're blowing all over like they were actually pamphlets. I did not get arrested, but I think that must have been because there was a angel completely assigned to me for that entire trip that says, let's not let her get arrested. But that was, I really didn't mean it as a political statement at all. I just sort of thought it was kind of clever from Rush with Love. And okay. That's a story that has a, if not happy ending, at least could have been much worse. Keep going. Peace symbol.
Cliff says the infinity sign or a circle.
See, I like a circle. I really do. And I like the infinity sign. Maybe the two of them together. I mean, I kind of like that. Yeah.
Ella poses the question, unity with whom?
Each other?
Yeah.
I mean, the flag, I mean, it's one of my kind of things is, you know, symbols mean that we've lost all control over any subtlety. So as long, I mean, that it was really interesting for the 4th of July, there was the French obviously gave us the Statue of Liberty, which is a big symbol, obviously, for the 4th of July. And I was sitting outside and this French schooner, I guess, came by. It was beautifully rigged. I mean, it was a square rig, and it had the French flag and the American flag on it, and it had like a flotilla of probably a couple hundred boats. It was the most extraordinary thing. And remembering that the French flag is red, white, and blue as well. So I thought, what if there was one flag that sort of identified you as a citizen of the world? And that, I guess that's kind of what I was looking for, of something that wasn't nationalistic, that people weren't willing to die to protect. Or at least a symbol of, because the thing is, as somebody said, it's not that you want to die for your country, it's you want to make somebody else die for theirs. Well, maybe we could get over the notion of having to die one way or the other for our country, for political reasons. Because if you look at most wars, they'll make your stomach hurt, because they're not fought for what we think they're fought for. They're fought for money. And it's really alarming that somehow we have the notion that people that it's worth dying to make somebody rich. Not a good idea. Anyway, keep going.
Carol Ann says, a circle. There is no beginning and there is no end.
Yeah, I like that idea. Well, and obviously the Olympics have done it and the five circles are the five continents.
Jerry says, a flag, red, white, and blue, and it includes all Americans.
Well, yeah, I think for Americans, that presumably our American flag is the symbol. And I think that that's what's... Do we know what... Has the legislature voted in South Carolina yet?
I don't know.
I don't think it has. I know the Senate did, but I don't think the House of Representatives has yet. CNN tells me everything.
Stacy says a DNA strand.
That's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, the double helix. Good on you, Tracy. I like that one a lot.
Marty says the zodiac sign of a Gemini.
Why? You must be a Gemini. Why Gemini as opposed to Scorpio? Well, Gemini, I guess, is the twin, so.
David just posted a picture of the Earth from space.
Yeah, see, I love that one. The question is, which planet is it looking at? Is it looking at Northern Hemisphere and Southern Hemisphere? Is it looking at Asia and Europe? That'd be the problem.
Yeah, it looks like from the picture. Let me see if I can expand this. Yeah, it looks like from the picture.
United States.
It's, America.
Which is always,
South America.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the one that we're most used to seeing, which looks like a marble.
Yeah.
Which is, or maybe the sun. Maybe that would be a great one.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe the sun. All right. Symbols of unity. I guess it depends what your perspective is. 855-993-7569. Give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, regardless of what it is that's on your mind. And if you feel I can help you with it, give it a holler. 855-993-7569. We are talking about symbols of unity. I didn't expect it to be quite so so political. I suppose that was a bit naive on my part. All right, let's finish up with what people think. I like the idea. I think my favorite so far, the circle is kind of cool. But, you know, a circle on a flag, not it's supposed to be easy for school kids to do. But I like the DNA. I like the double helix. Kind of cool. All right, so what other suggestions people have? I like the idea of the Earth from space, but I think you'd have to show both continents.
Marilyn says, a jack. All different points joined at one point. You know, like throwing jacks and catching them on the wall.
Nice. Which also looks like a star. Nice. Very nice. I like that a lot.
And then one more from Jane. Jane says, I suspect there is no practical all-inclusive symbol to unite all people short of making us all believe there is an impending attack from extraterrestrials.
Pixels! Pixels! It's coming!
Or there is a large asteroid headed towards Earth.
Pixels! Pixels! It's coming! Yeah.
Historically, weren't stories that bind or the psychological effect of rally around the flag a symbol used to unite one group against different outside group to meet
absolutely
for self-preservation or to feel a sense of belonging and to feel more significant, etc.?
Absolutely. That's kind of my point. Well done. Well spoken. So the idea being that even if we have to make up imaginary creatures from outer space, pixels are coming, that maybe it's worth it for us to, because sort of an imaginary foe is probably better than picking your next door neighbor and deciding you don't like them. So, I mean, the idea is to think about it. Those are some great kind of symbols, but you're right. In theory, the UN flag, which is what? It's just blue and white?
I think so, yeah.
Which is also the colors of the Israeli flag. So, I mean, the problem is, again, is with symbols. But, you know, that if we can have symbols that, as she says, cause us to unite against one another, maybe we can have symbols that cause us to just unite as opposed to against something. But her point is well taken. Psychologically, you know, rally around the flag is a statement that says we're being threatened, that we need to kind of stand up for what we believe and make sure that people who don't believe what we believe are vanquished. Yeah, problem. Okay. And even if you're talking about kids remember when the flag that you planted on the hill, what was it called? It wasn't Take the Hill. Do you remember the game where you'd rush up a hill and you had to plant your flag?
I know what you're talking about. I forget the name of it, though.
It's not Red Rover. Red Rover is the one where you held hands and send somebody over to smash into you.
Yeah. I'm sure someone will email us.
Somebody will email us.
Maybe even call.
There they go. All righty. So, should we do an email here just for fun?
Yeah.
What do you think?
This email.
I looked up liberal education. Liberal education means basically what I said it meant. It has nothing to do with politics.
All right. This email is from Debbie, and Debbie says, "Hello, Dr. Joy. I was just listening. I was just listening to the podcast from June 30th, which is just a little
week
ago.
My mother's birthday. Yeah.
The topic was divorce. I have a comment or two about the term 'no fault.' Indeed." Indeed, that is what it's referred to, but in many states, it is simply not accurate. I believe after my recent experience with divorce that we should take a look at the fault part of no fault. I went home from work early one day and found my husband of 10 years with another woman in our home. I then found pornographic photographs that they had taken of each other all over our home, with our grandchildren in the background of the photos. I was so stunned.
Wow.
I was 55 and he was 67 at the time. I'm including that because you always ask. I packed up that day, left, and filed for divorce the very next business day. During my divorce, I was told by attorneys that I had to let him have our home or I would have to pay spousal support. He got all but one car and our home. I got to keep my retirement fund, which he was trying to take half of. What I'm getting to is that if there is fault, cheating, for example, there should be no financial penalty of the injured spouse. There are people, men and women, paying spousal support and giving up half their retirement funds to spouses who cheated on the marriage. The divorce laws need to compensate for fault. I was a devoted wife, and I was working full-time in another town supporting us while he was transitioning from us selling our restaurant. He was looking for a part-time-ish job, a part-time job to semi-retire. This is just not okay to make injured spouses pay like this. All of a sudden that day, I didn't have a husband, marriage, home, or future because of his cheating. By the way, he met her at an AA meeting, for heaven's sake. No wonder people want to stay single. I love you, Dr. Joy. I've listened to you for so long, and I'm happy to have podcasts. I've weaved your great advice into my life for so long. Thank you.
Wow, that's a thank you for the compliments, and thank you for sharing. Yeah, I mean, the issue, let me just tell you, which is hopefully maybe a bit of a comfort. The reason that I think no fault was sort of became the law of most lands, not every state, but most states, is because the basis for getting a divorce were so limited and so egregious and were so just damaging across the board. Let me give you another perspective, maybe, on what you're saying, because I hear that you were not at fault, that he was the one who cheated, and I mean, I'm even willing to to give you the possibility that maybe your marriage wasn't great, maybe he wasn't a great husband, maybe you weren't a great wife, but there's certainly better ways of resolving issues than bringing someone into your house and having kids in the background. And that's just really, really awful. However, it's stuff, and what you want to do, it seems to me, is move on. Again, you want to be, you have a choice of being a member of the cheated on wives club, or you went to the cheated on wives school. I would suggest you want to go to the school, graduate as quickly as possible, learn what you have to learn, and go on to something else. And the advantage about feeling that you can walk away from him, as opposed to feeling like, well, I got everything, and what if he gets sick, and you know, do I need to take care of him, or do I owe him something? I mean, at least at this moment, you can feel like, hopefully there's a part of you that feels, whatever financial sacrifice this caused me, at least I can walk away from him and never have to look back and never feel a momentary twinge of responsibility or guilt on a financial basis. I know, cold comments. And look, I know an awful lot of women who are continuing to pay spousal support to guys who cheated on them. So it's not, you know, I don't know where the fairness is, but I think what you want to do is just walk away as quickly as possible. Go to another school. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Brian, you're on the air. Dr. Joy Brown, hi. Brian?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
My wife is going through some problems right now. Pretty much everything is going wrong with her as far as like her family, work, amongst other things. And I was wondering how to approach. She's very depressed right now.
Okay. Brian, how old are you?
I'm 31.
And how old is she?
She's 29.
How long have you guys been married?
A little under a year and a half.
Do you have children?
A 5-year-old stepdaughter. I do. She has one.
So she has a daughter who's 5.
Yeah.
You mentioned her family. What's the problem with her family?
Well, her and her mother aren't speaking.
Why not?
Well, her mother has her own, issues as far as...
Well, everybody has their own issues. Is there a specific issue between...
She's a heavy drinker. She gets that kind of violent when she drinks.
You don't live with your mother-in-law, do you?
No.
So how, Brian, I need for you to be a really good reporter about this, okay? And certainly, the mothers and daughters, as I'm sure you're aware, as well as fathers and sons and fathers and mothers and, you know, sons and mothers and yada yada, have issues. What specifically do you think is making your wife more unhappy now than maybe 2 or 3 years ago with respect to her mother?
Her mother doesn't try to contact her, even with their problems, just to have contact with her granddaughter.
Okay.
She's totally.
So your mother-in-law does get in touch to see
no,
the
just,
child,
does
or
not.
Does not?
Oh, does not.
Okay.
Just, yeah.
So there's not really a conflict between the two of them. There's an estrangement between the two of them.
There's a little bit of both, because they have their own issues.
Well, how could there be, either they're in touch, how can you argue if you're
not
in touch? Well, then how can you argue if you're not in touch?
Well, I guess before they argued, they didn't.
Well, when's the last time your mother-in-law got in touch with your wife?
About 2 years ago.
Okay, so before you guys were married, did she come to the wedding?
No.
All right. Does your wife work outside the home?
Yes, she does.
And what does she do?
She's a sales consultant for a cable company.
For what? A cable company. Okay.
Yeah, for cable.
Is work going okay?
No. So that's probably that's most of the reason of the depression.
Okay. What's the problem about work?
Just they're impossible in the next couple of years. They're going to shut the place down.
Well, honey, in the next couple of years, the earth could be shut down. I mean,
right.
Brian,
and
what? Listen,
as far, well, her work schedule right now.
Tell me, see if you can sort of boil this down. Does your wife come home and say everything sucks right now? You know, tell me what she's saying to you.
Well, pretty much just how unhappy she's at the job, that she can't stand being there.
Okay, and what do you say?
You know, I understand, you know, where she's
No, but I know that, but what do you say to her?
Well, that we have to make the best of it for the time being.
Why? Why can't she look for another job?
Well, just because she has a good paying job right now.
Do you have a job?
Yeah, I work part-time.
Why do you work part-time?
Because I'm also going to school full-time.
So you're in, and she's not, so she's supporting the family right now.
Yeah, so my income's also supporting, because I'm almost, with my part-time, I make just as much as she does with her full-time.
So what would happen, how much more school do you have to do?
About 2 years.
And what are you studying?
Going to the medical field.
So you're going to be a physician?
No, it's like a medical assistant.
Okay. So what if he said to her, look, honey, do you have savings? The two of you have savings together?
We do have savings, yes.
What if he said to her, listen, if you hate that job, why don't you start looking for another job, and either you find one or you won't, and if you don't, then as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm willing to drop out of school for a semester, and I'll find a full-time job, and you can, I mean, I think the saying to somebody who says I'm miserable, tough it out. It's not what you really want to hear from somebody that you think loves you. So I think saying to her, listen, we have some savings. I think that the best way to find another job is to look for, don't quit a job till you find a job, because it puts too much pressure on you. End up taking a bad job just to have something so you're not scared. But saying to her, listen, if you hate this job, let's get your resume up to date. You're a smart woman. You've done very well. Let's find you a job that you like better. Because most of us feel, I'm not sure that I buy your diagnosis of depression. I'm not sure I don't, but I just don't have
enough
to go.
Well, her doctor actually diagnosed her.
What kind of doctor?
Her physician. She's been to a neurologist. She's got, she's been to a couple of different.
Why did she go to a neurologist?
She was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and nerve problems in her shoulders.
And what did the neurologist say?
He said that she's, a lot of it is from depression, and then she's doing cortisone shots.
So why wouldn't, well, it's either depression or it's not. If it's not, and you don't give somebody cortisone if you think it's psychosomatic.
No, he told her, he recommended that she see a psychiatrist.
Okay, so did she go see a psychiatrist?
No, she won't.
Why not?
Because she says she feels that she knows what her problems are and she doesn't need to talk to somebody about them.
That's tough. I mean, but she let her family physician put her on medication?
No, she won't take the medication.
Okay.
She won't.
It sounds like you've got a stubborn, angry woman. Yeah. One of the ways of understanding, and so, you know, I probably feel more comfortable, and you probably feel more comfortable if I'm talking directly to her, and maybe you can ask her to call me, and maybe she'll go along with that, because at least it's anonymous, it's free, and it's not like she has to do anything.
Right.
So that may be a possibility, Brian. But let me give you some guidelines in the meantime. First of all, one of the ways of understanding depression is that it's an anger turned inward, all right?
Right.
And that may make a lot of sense to you right now, that I think she's angry with her work, she's angry with her mom. It sounds like she's been angry for a long time, and she may even be angry with you. But that there also, there's anger and there's sadness that are not psychosomatic, that are not psychiatric, that are, I hate my job. And that may just be frustration. It's not the same as depression. That's why I'm really not very happy with people, family physicians, putting people on medication. Because, first of all, they're not terrifically good, number one, at diagnosis. Number two, the classic way of dealing depression, once we understand it's depression, is medication plus therapy plus exercise. And obviously, if you're only doing one or even two of those, you're getting yourself in a situation that's not going to be as efficient and effective as it should be. But at this moment, you know, she's not taking the pills. She's not going to go see a therapist. I don't know why you're giving somebody cortisone shots if they think it's psychosomatic, but that's because cortisone is not without effect. But I think at this moment, let's focus on what she seems to be focusing on, which is her job. And what I would do is go home and tonight and say to her, if you hate your job that much, then let's think about alternatives. Let's think about you looking for another job. And worst case scenario, we can live off of our savings for a while, or I can drop out of school for a while. In other words, and you hear me all the time, Brian, saying sometimes appearing to be more reasonable is much more important than being reasonable. But I think at this moment, she's really looking for some support from you, not a diagnosis.
Right. Well, I have said to her about quitting her job, but the only problem is that...
No, that isn't what
job.
I said, Brian. You didn't listen to what I said. I didn't say she should quit her job. I said, in fact, I said exactly the opposite. I said she should look for another job, and you saying to her, listen, if worst case scenario, I'd rather have a healthy, happy wife and me defer school for, you know, 6 months or a year. I think you need to sound to her that you're being more supportive and more understanding than she's hearing. And you can also have her call me.
Which the phone number is, I mean, the easiest way to remember it is 855-99-DR-JOY. But then you have to sort out that it's actually 855-993-7569. But you guys are smart, so you can figure that out.
Yeah, you hear that there's really a very major difference in what Brian was saying and what I was saying he would say. Saying, quit your job. First of all, when women go to men and say, whine, hate my job, hate my life, hate my mother, we don't want to hear you fixing it. We want you to say, oh, that's too bad, you poor thing. Which is probably a little manipulative on our part, but the assumption that we want you to fix something is usually not accurate, that we just want some sympathy. So saying, what can I do to help? Or, what would you like to do? Is much more supportive in the long run and much more understanding and will get you probably much better results than trying to fix it. And I know as men that that's kind of your mission statement of there's a problem, solve it. But as women, we tend to talk about things a lot, and you may view it as complaining about things a lot. And it's okay to say, look, you say the same thing over and over, and it makes me feel terrible, and nothing seems to change. So tell me what I can do to help, or tell me if there is something I can do to help. Or I'm willing to drop out of school to give you a little bit more breathing room. But again, understand there's a difference between basically being supportive and solving a problem. And usually what we really want is the support. All right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job, keeping in shape, is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area,
I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Android 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. This day in history, I did mention that the stock market hit an all-time low. And so when it came across my phone that they halted trading on the stock market, that was a little worrisome. They're saying it's a technical issue, but then they're also saying it came amid broad sell-off in stocks following a tumble in Chinese markets. So it's a little unclear exactly what's going on. We're saying a fair volatility. We're working to remove the technical issue as quickly as possible, representative said. We're doing our utmost to ensure a timely and orderly market reopen. The market's been halted for a little over 2 hours now. They said it was isolated to specific trading venues, and investors could still buy and sell listed on other venues such as ARCA. The firm had no timetable for when trading would resume, according to a person briefed on a call the exchange held with industry executives late Wednesday morning. That would be today. Technical glitch disrupted trading began when the New York Stock Exchange attempted to fix issues affecting a small number of stocks. Can you imagine the person trying to fix it going, oh no, I just shut down everything. The efforts to fix the problem led to the broader trading halt. So there we go. But it was in the midst of a broad sell-off that was spurred by deepening rout in China's stock markets. The Federal Reserve is slated to disclose minutes from its last meeting. A release in the past has prompted swings in stocks. I don't know, it's sounding less like a technical glitch as people explain it, huh? The glitch is also the latest incident illustrating the fragility of trading systems that allow capital markets to function. While many traders were able to route stock orders to other exchanges, they're waiting to see if the New York Stock Exchange is able to restart trading before the market's scheduled to close at 4. If technical problems prevent the New York Stock Exchange from holding its closing auctions for New York Stock Exchange-listed stocks, it could hurt big investors because they tend to do most of their trading during the opening and closing of the markets. Prices of mutual fund shares are set by closing prices for stocks. The real issue is going to be, can we get it fixed in time for the closing? Officials told brokers they were investigating a reported issue with a gateway connection. I have no idea what that means. Affecting trading in some 200 stock symbols, according to emails, including Dr. Pepper, Snapple Group, Federated Investors, and Time Warner Cable. The Time Warner Cable had to pay $229,000 to a woman today who said that she got 153 phone calls from them, even after she explained to them that it wasn't her, that she had a phone number of somebody else and she didn't want them to call anymore. And so the judge fined them $1,500 per phone call. So I don't know. I mean, the stock exchange is saying it's a technical glitch, but if you read between the lines, I don't know. And United is saying it was also a technical glitch that grounded all their planes. They're now saying the outage may not matter to investors. U.S. stocks lower after trading halted. Trading halted due to glitch. Who knows? So that's all the news we have. But I didn't want you guys to feel like, gee, if I listen to the program, I'm not going to know what's going on in the world. So we'll always tell you, even though this one sounds, I don't even know how to interpret this. Do you? I mean, it on the face of it, they're saying technical glitch, but then all these other things are going on as well.
Yeah.
It's been going on for a couple of hours. So they've got a little under 2 hours to get it fixed.
Yeah.
I think everybody will feel a lot better if they get it fixed. They're saying they're not able to buy and sell securities. Other things said that they were, so it's a little hard to know exactly what's going on. So much. And United is saying it didn't have anything to do with cyber attack. New York Stock Exchange is saying this didn't have anything to do with a cyber attack. So it's I don't know if you're more comforted by thinking that the machines just are frying. I don't know if that's particularly comforting. Oh, good. It's not anybody breaking in. It's just everything breaking down. Oh, good. I feel much, much better.
Right.
I don't know. Does that make you feel better? I suppose it does. It seems friendlier. If the machine is just breaking down, I mean, we're all used to our computers kind of frying out on us, right? As opposed to somebody grabbing information. I don't know. Neither of them make me sort of warm and fuzzy inside, but then what can I tell you? All righty. 855-993-7569. But it is kind of eerie, don't you think? That this is the day that the Dow Jones reached its lowest level at 41.22.
Yeah.
Do you think that's do-do-do-do-do-do, Steve? I should listen.
It is a little creepy.
It is a little creepy. Yeah. You know? And Johnny Depp going to the hospital dressed like Jack Sparrow. I mean, the world as we know it is, you know, clearly. Can you imagine some kid in the hospital? I mean, at least, as I said, Keith Richards didn't go in. And Tennessee, I mean, that would really, oh my goodness, it's death. Have you ever seen Keith Richards up close?
Well, The Rolling Stones were just the Stones were just in Minnesota a few weeks ago.
Did you go see him?
No, I didn't. I had a couple of friends that went to see him. And
Keith is a scary
dude. They didn't talk about Keith up close or anything like that, but
the good thing about Keith is he hasn't really gotten any worse in the last couple of years. He just looked like, you know, that he was sort of, he could absolutely play the Grim Reaper without any makeup. The Grim Reaper probably uses makeup, so he doesn't look quite so much like Keith.
From what I hear, it was a great show, so they did a great
job. Oh, yeah, they're fun to watch. I've actually seen them in concert twice, mm-hmm. and I ran into them because Charlie Watts has a hat, I don't know if he still has it, a nightclub in Miami, and I just happened to be in there the day before New Year's, and they were in there jamming, which was, I mean, talk about a really fun thing. But I'd seen the Stones, I guess, at Shea Stadium a bunch of years ago. And they were really not doing a great show, to be quite honest. And then it started raining. And so Mick Jagger put on, like, a raincoat with a hood on it. And all of a sudden, it was like the devil incarnate. He was just unbelievable. I mean, the show just really... So there's something about hoodies. I don't know. It turns out that in Tennessee, you can not only get a free education at community college... You can now break into cars to save dogs.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine somebody prosecuting somebody for breaking their car to save their dog, but it's apparently a Georgia woman dropped charges against the Desert Storm veteran. Oh, dear, that just went. Who broke in. She said to save her dog. So...
she dropped charges against
someone else that broke into
her car to save a dog.
Yeah, save a dog. I mean, I think you'd have a hard time prosecuting somebody who broke into her car to get her dog out of the car in an 80-degree day.
Yeah. Well,
Good Samaritan law allows people to break into cars to save kids, makes it legal to do the same for animals. You have to search for the owner, notify law enforcement, must be taken to qualify for protection under the law. So just act reasonably. So there you go. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.